We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
And welcome, everybody, to the DC Movie News Show. Batarang at you right here. On the after, wait, we're on Popcorn Talk.
We're on Popcorn Talk.
At the Afterbus Studios on the Popcorn Talk. It's pre-Thanksgiving. My brain is just completely in like...
Food?
Yeah.
Food mode.
Bring me turkey, y'all, so I can pass out to the tryptophan.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome, everyone. It's so good to have you. It's so good to be here. Wow. A lot of moving parts on this show, as we always have it. So here's the deal. Roxy Stryer, she already went back east. She put her cape on and she flew. Not in a plane, with her arms. Because she could do that. I don't know if you know, Roxy Stryer, she flies. By herself whenever she wants. She's kind of like Supergirl. Adam Gertler, back east. He may have flown a plane. Maybe he took a Segway. He would take a Segway all the way back east and just, you know, puff that chest out as Adam Gertler tends to do. Maybe that's where he is. Mike Kalinowski is somewhere in Los Angeles, but he's an incredibly busy man, so he's not here. But don't worry. I got Superwoman with me. Or maybe...
Batgirl, maybe?
Maybe I got Batgirl.
I don't know.
You make a decision.
Change it up all the time.
As far as I'm concerned, she's both to me. That's right.
Aww.
She's a host here on AfterBuzz TV. She is an avid DC collector,
yeah,
to say the least. She is fantastic. She's been on the show before. She was a favorite. Give it up for Alexis Torres, everybody.
Hi,
and by that, I mean me.
Just you.
I'm going to clap it up.
Hey, guys. I'm so happy to be back here. Yes, I think I have a problem because I think all of my stuff is all from Batman. But
I love
it. That's how it works.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Look.
Yeah. Oh. I like that. It's a little Joker. Wooden Joker doll.
It's a painted wooden figure. And what, is this like an extra Joker face?
Yeah, you can change them out. They're kind of like Legos.
Oh, just in case, like, oh, you know why? It's for ages 14 and up. So if you ruin it, you get a spare face.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a,
that's what I do.
It's like a potato head. You got some Funkos.
Yep.
And
this
what's this?
Cute pop figure.
Oh, you got a little
another
Batman.
Funko. And I have all the Harley Quinn everything.
Yeah, you sure do.
She's my favorite villain
you
of all time.
You and Thea Trinidad, we get along great. She's
right?
been on the show before. Have you ever met her?
I haven't met her in person, but I've definitely watched the show. And I'm like...
We need to have both of you on because she cosplays as Harley all the time.
Oh, I know. I'm so jelly.
Okay. You got to come.
I usually cosplay as Zatanna all the time.
We're going to make this happen. Everyone in chat roll is going nuts. Alexis, you're awesome. Welcome, Alexis. See, everyone is so friendly.
I'm so
and that's
glad.
What's great.
I
you guys
it.
Are awesome. It's good to be here. I mean, Thanksgiving's coming up. And so happy Thanksgiving, no matter where you're celebrating. I know we have international fans, we have stateside fans. And so thank you very much for watching. And we figured, why not? Let's do a show this week. You're here, I'm here.
Let's do it.
And actually,
I love DC, let's do it.
Yo, a lot of stuff has been dropping.
No, seriously, I want to get into this Wonder Woman stuff because holy crap.
Yeah, we got to get right into it.
Yeah.
Granted, there is some news that just dropped down in the last couple hours, I believe. But first things first, let's take a look at Wonder Woman. Damn!
Like, she's beautiful.
I mean...
Because I love her. She's my favorite heroine of all time.
Yes.
Wonder Woman. So I'm like, you better do it right, guys.
It's funny.
Get it together.
Even the cynics now, after seeing this picture, are like, oh... Oh, okay. We're on board, I think.
All right, I think we can do this.
Yeah. So, of course, last week we did see the first images of Steve Trevor, Chris Pine.
I know. I thought that was a great, great pick. I know a lot of people are like, what? But I'm like, no, his personality and how he acts reminds me of him. So I think it's great.
And you know what I'm excited about? That clothing is not from this era.
Nope. And I was like... What time frame are we going for? I'm really excited.
I don't know. I gotta believe it's not gonna be World War II. I think
no,
we're going like
I didn't think so either. So I don't really know.
I'm saying early 1900s.
You think so?
Yep. I'm saying like World War I ish. Like we're talking maybe 1916 era. Perhaps.
Okay. I will probably jump on that on that
18.
Bandwagon. Yeah. For sure.
What do you guys think in chat roll? And by the way, we're going to be a lot more interactive than usual. At least we're going to try our asses off to be interactive. It's just us two. So if you're you want to ask questions on chat roll, fire away at us, and we're going to do our best to stay on top of it and answer. But yeah, let's go back to the picture of Wonder Woman because that looks amazing. And also just the cast. You got Robin Wright involved. Of course, Chris Pine. It's a who's who of very accomplished actors. It's going to be going on. So that, you couldn't ask for a much better...
I was really nervous about this Wonder Woman film because, like I said, she's really close and dear to my heart. We tried the TV show. That didn't work out very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hoping. I mean, it looks good so far, even though it's just pictures and things, but I'm going to just let them take over, and just I'm gonna let them do it.
I think we gotta trust.
Yeah, gotta and, trust. And I will do a trust fall for that one. Just this one time.
Into whose arms? Into whose arms?
I don't know.
Girl, I'll catch you.
Yeah.
You know I'll catch you.
Just you though. That's it. Look, that's it.
I'm pretty balanced. I'll catch you.
No,
you
know what I mean? I believe in you.
Do the trust fall. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, my word.
But no, I mean, I believe everything we've seen so far, you know, whether it's the Suicide Squad teaser, obviously the BVS mm-hmm. trailer, we have every reason to be super stoked about it.
Yeah.
And so, why not?
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
And let's move on to the Wonder Woman logo.
It's beautiful.
Are you ready to get, like, decked out?
Yes. I mean, I couldn't bring all of the things that I have, but I actually have a full, like, Wonder Woman costume that I have sitting up, like, in my closet, and then I have just a bunch, like, I have her tiara, I have, like, a lot of things, and it looks just like her normal logo, so mm-hmm. you can't not do that.
Keeping tradition, which is great.
Yeah, which is perfect. I think it should stick like that, and it looks great.
So your Wonder Woman outfit, is it like hanging on the wall almost like in your own Batcave? Like you walk in, it's there just in case?
No. The one thing that people always get thrown off is there's like this coat hanger, and there's just a bunch of capes on there, and they're just like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I need them for my everyday, guys.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, everyone in chat roll is saying World War One. I remember we talked about that in the past. Agree. And so that's the way it's going. All right, we got the numbers coming up. We're up to, well, I'm not going to say what we're up to. We decent number of people watching live. Not bad.
52?
Yeah, I mean, not bad for a day where people are traveling, people are flying, they're going home, or they're busy working. So that's not bad.
I appreciate it.
So hey, let's just keep it up. Let's see, what do we got going on Twitter right now?
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know, but I wish happy birthday to him.
Just
I forget
came
where
in
it
new
said.
Episode. I'm like, oh, 19th birthday. Is
happy
it
19th.
Nice. Happy birthday, bud.
Way to go, buddy.
Awesome.
You made it. yes. So right off the top, the Wonder Woman stuff. We saw Steve Trevor last week. Now we see her this week. And mm-hmm. we see the logo. All really great stuff. Moving on. Justice League style. All right. So we got some, I guess you could say, rumors, spoilers, whatever it is that you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of what we suspected. We've talked about this on the show before, mm-hmm. but it looks like we know the villain to Justice League. Darkseid.
Was there any other?
No.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I mean, I'm still upset that Martian Manhunter is not going to be in
Well, we don't know that yet.
Okay. Well, because I was really upset because I was like, what up? Well, I love Martian Manhunter. Oh, Why is he not in the movie?
It's funny you say that because I got a little thing for you coming up.
What?
Don't worry.
Okay.
It's coming.
Again, trust falling.
It's your trust falling. Trust falling. So here's the thing. Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's that. I'm not a big spoiler person. That's why I don't mind talking about it on the show.
Sure.
I think it's totally okay. But yeah, it looks like he's going to be the villain. And apparently, the storyline they're saying is Apocalypse is going to be moving into Earth's place because he'll be
right.
Yeah, he'll be planning the destruction of Earth and moving his planet over, and that's why the Justice League has to form.
No, I think it's going to be exciting, and mm-hmm. it makes sense. I would have not seen any other villain being part of this.
No, if you're going to do Justice League,
It's got to be a big bad.
It's got to be Hitler.
Yeah, no.
That's what he's based off.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, that's exactly what I meant. But yeah, no, it's got to be a big baddie.
Absolutely. A big baddie.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
I'm on board.
Big baddie.
Darkseid, you big baddie.
You big baddie, you.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Real quick, there's a fun clip for you Teen Titans Go fans. There's going to be an upcoming appearance from Darkseid. Voiced by Weird Al Yankovic.
Shut up, Mark.
Yes.
Donica.
Wait, Weird Al
Weird
is
Al Yankovic.
Voicing Darkseid.
Yeah, so the Titans are on Apocalypse, and Starfire is real nice, gives him some throat lozenges, clears up his throat, and it ends up being Weird Al Yankovic.
It's going
really
to be
good.
Hysterical.
Go on Weird Al's social networks. He already posted a clip. It's pretty fantastic.
So Weird Al's not doing the Darkseid voice. He's doing after the lozenge voice.
After the lozenge, yes.
That makes sense.
That's going to be hysterical.
Can you imagine? Hey! He's one of my heroes.
I love him.
But, you know, I grew up. He's like the first music I ever listened to, which explains why I'm so messed up now.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God.
Really?
Weird Al was like, yeah, my guy. He still is.
No, I believe that part. I don't know. That doesn't make you completely like...
Well, in a good way.
Yeah, well, okay. Then I'll take that.
But so right now we got, obviously, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Aquaman. Question is, maybe Flash, maybe Green Arrow. And let's move on to the next rumor. Looks like Black Canary might be part of the Justice League. They're not saying one or two or if at all, but they're saying that now she might be part of the Justice League.
I have mixed feels.
go.
I'm excited.
Because then we're going to talk about who they're looking at. But you go. Talk about your mixed feels.
I am okay with this because I love Black Canary. I love everything that she is. And I've definitely cosplayed her as her before.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I'm on board.
But at the same time, I know people who are kind of like, why is Black Canary? And Justice like, why does this and this and this? And I'm like, but she's awesome and she's badass. So I'm excited to see her in that. But I also know that there's some people who could, you know, care less about mm-hmm. her being in that. And I'm like, well, that's stupid.
Well,
dropping batarangs over here.
Right now, dropping batarangs. So they're looking at a couple of different actresses that could possibly be Black Canary. The first one is a lady named Abby Lee, who is in Mad Max.
Yes. I know her face. She's got a beautiful face.
Beautiful face.
I'm okay with this, and she's badass.
She's a model. She's relatively new to acting. A lot of people look at that as possibly a risk, but obviously...
It is a risk, I feel. But, I mean, you know, if she can do it and she blows everyone away, why not?
Well, it's like people said the same thing about Gal, but she beat out every other actress to get the role. So mm-hmm. if she auditions well and they feel confident, then, hey,
put yeah, go for it.
The other actress they're looking at is Alona Tai, who's done a lot more TV than films. Veronica Mars, Burn Notice, Supernatural. She's got a long resume.
She's got a long list.
Not a ton of movies, but at the same time, she also looks like she could be a great option as well. So the question is she going to be part of Justice League or not? So,
I mean, I would be okay with it and excited for her if she was.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of Black Canary, there's a reason why they might want to put her in Justice League. We'll get to that in just a second. But first off, we got to get to Affleck.
This poor guy.
Feeling
the heat, apparently.
He's going to feel the heat. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's part of the job, buddy. It's how that works. But I'm like, I still feel bad because, I mean, feeling pressure is not fun.
I dug the fact that he was talking about everything.
Yeah. I'm glad that he's not just kind of like, you know, taking it in and not talking about it. I feel like it's better to be open about it.
Well, let me give you a quote and then I'll let you bounce off of that. Here we go.
Sure.
So Ben Affleck said, I think there is a ton of pressure on everything. I mean, I would be bullshitting you to say that there isn't.
Nice.
And then talking about Warner Brothers, he said, you'll see next year they're going to have a great year. They started to exploit that, and you're going to see that blossom. And when it does, it's going to be massive. And he's rearranged his entire career to really commit fully to DC.
Well, that's great. Warner Brothers. That's what we need, someone to just fully commit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's great.
So what are your thoughts overall? I mean, you mentioned like, oh my God, that's a lot of pressure to handle. But I
think he sounds like he's handling it fine, so I'm not completely worried about it. But
yeah.
I know that after reading a little bit about it, everyone's just like, oh, he better do a real good freaking job. And I'm like,
He's gonna.
It's Affleck. I have faith in him. I know we've been talking about it for I don't know how long, how many months, but I think he's gonna be great.
It's amazing how far, like, you know, here we are. We've had the show going for just over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
We're still 4 months? 4 months only. 4 months away from BBS. And you look at the DC slate going all the way to 2020. It's just incredible how far the Warner Brothers team has to think ahead. Like, if you're Affleck, you constantly have to be spinning in different directions.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's why I felt bad for him. But, I mean, again, he seems like he is handling it really well, and he's technically signed up for it. So, I think he's gonna be fine. He's gonna blow it right out the water.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing. You have to have such an amazing, brilliant team of people to be able to do this. I mean, they're already talking about the Batman solo film in like 2018. I
think already.
Yeah, there's rumors about it being called The Batman, and obviously he's going to be
what?
A little busy.
Might as well just call him, like, sorry, Mark, the goddamn Batman at that point. Just have that title.
I would love to that. Are you kidding me?
No, that's what I'm saying.
What are you going to see? The goddamn Batman!
That's it. 2018, the goddamn Batman.
Alex Aro in chat roll is saying, put the Justice League members in part one, then add Canary in part two.
Okay.
That would be okay.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My opinion was I thought they were putting Black Canary in there because Arrow, since people already know who technically Black Canary is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, put her in the Justice League because people kind of already know who she is.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very, very good point.
I don't know.
And there's kind of mixed reviews on which actress to go with, but who knows? It's still very early in the game, so whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, we're not even close to that yet.
Terrio and Snyder have just finished Justice League Part 1, according to Kelly Dambrose. What's up, girl? And
that's awesome.
Where is Ben Affleck going to find time for Project Greenlight? Very funny.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You're going to let Damon handle it.
I think he can handle it.
Let Damon handle that one.
Figure it out.
Da Batman by Jonas Tiger.
That would be hysterical. It would be Da Batman.
Chat
you
going to
go watch Da Batman?
Chat roll's on fire today.
I love it.
I'm digging it. Alrighty, let's see where we're going to go to next. Like I said, today's just kind of a hodgepodge. We're going to jump around. We're going to have a good time. We're going to give you everything that we've gotten over the past week. And then, of course, we're all going to go have a great holiday. Where are Roxy and anybody else? Does that mean no TV time? Truth be told, you obviously just joined in. Roxy's back east. Gertler's back east. Kalinowski's busy. And Alexis and I are still in LA before we go off to our holiday.
Holding
it down.
And
so we said we're putting the show together.
Doing it.
And will there be a TV time? Just wait.
I don't know.
Sit around. Stay a while. Take the shoes off.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Speaking of which.
My Batman socks.
And Mark, a heads up. One of our listeners, viewers, made a movie trailer for our show.
What?
2 weeks ago. Okay, so as a joke for our 100th episode,
for
our 100th episode, I wrote a movie trailer for us, and I read it live on the show.
Uh-huh.
And so what he did was he took the audio from that and turned it into like a minute and 15 movie trailer for the show. It's freaking amazing. At Movie Schmidt. I think he's a guy from Germany. At Movie Schmidt.
I need to watch this ASA freaking piece.
You need to. Mark might be able to find it on YouTube. If not, I could send you the link. But it's really, really good. I don't think anyone's seen it yet. Not a lot of people have seen it yet, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, I want to watch this and share it for everyone to see.
All righty. Here we go. So talking... Wait, you got it, Mark?
No way.
He's amazing.
Maybe.
Let's just play it. Why not? It's a holiday.
I'm so excited.
It's a holiday.
And why not? I think it'd be fun. Oh.
In a world where there are so many podcasts, web shows, and internet talking heads, the people of the universe were void of a show that gave them all their DC news that they so intensely desired. When the odds stacked against them due to other projects, scheduling conflicts, and, well, just having a lot of shit to do, a ragtag trio named Gertler, Stryer, and Quasto assembled a squad. No, not a suicide squad. But the DC Movie News Squad. Along their path of interwebs DC Universe domination, they came across a man in a squeaky leather jacket. A man with the looks of a DC superhero and the knowledge of a DC Comics creator.
Yes.
The man joined them in their quest, and he goes by the name of Kalinowski. Against all odds, they band together every single week to give you everything DC Universe related that you want. Everything that you need. Everything that you desire. So as the DC Movie News Show turns 1 year old today, we have one question for you. Do you watch? You will.
Yeah!
You can see my skin right now.
What?
Freaking goosebumps right now.
Yeah! Just making it happen. Oh, doing a happy dance.
Squaggles, maybe? I don't know.
Thank you, at Movies Schmidt. It's funny because we joked around after I read it to close out the show, and then I think Roxy or someone said, yeah, that should be an actual trailer. And within 24 hours,
it just happened.
This amazingly talented man put this all together, and it's got everything. It's got amazing footage, it's got goofy pictures. It's got us being stupid.
I love it. It is just, it was great.
Moments like that.
Literally squad goals. I'd rather have DC News squad goals than Suicide Squad goals.
Squad goals.
I'm telling you, the moments like that make it pretty grateful. So moving on. We mentioned Black Canary. Part of the reason that they want to get Black Canary involved in Justice League.
Are we talking about Birds of Prey? Look at them.
Look at them Birds of Prey, girl.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Love everything about Birds of Prey. The whole series. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, they kick some ass.
So good. Beautiful.
Look at that. Artwork.
No. I have so much artwork of these three ladies because they're my favorite, and obviously the Sirens as well, which is Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and Catwoman as well. So they're just, I love my trios.
Well, here's the thing. They're saying Birds of Prey could become a DC film property. It may depend on how Suicide Squad does or also how Black Canary does in Justice League. So people are starting to assume Black Canary is definitely going to be a part of Justice League at this point. And if people dig her, which, why not?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. They're saying it could lead to a film. Obviously, you would think it would just be the main group because it does branch out pretty far. Like, who would you throw in? I mean, obviously, you got Oracle, Black Canary, Huntress, Lady Blackhawk. That'd probably be the main.
That would be it.
So
it makes perfect sense, and I would love a Birds of Prey movie, TV show, anything at this point. online series. I'll take it. But I like that they're being careful about it and deciding to test the waters out instead of just like, here's a bunch of projects. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, they're being selective.
Yeah, and I think that's a smarter way, is to sit there and test out, seeing how Suicide Squad does, and then obviously maybe Black Canary in Justice League.
I mean, I don't think who wouldn't be on board for Birds of Prey. You know, you throw in the martial arts, they just kick the crap out of people and they look good doing it.
That's why they're my favorite.
Can you imagine the casting process of that? What that would be like? I mean, honestly,
I'm getting
That would be the kind of movie where I hope they have it open to non-celebrities. Like, let's introduce a few new people.
Yeah, I would like a few randos in there. Why not?
Like, I swear to God, if I see someone like Nicole Kidman or something.
She wouldn't even be able to play anybody.
I'm just saying. Someone of that, like, or like Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, no.
No.
I'll vomit.
Yes.
I want
all of the barf.
And that's what's cool about DC is they're casting people that don't necessarily have massive resumes. Which is really cool.
True.
Like, they're putting it open to whoever does the best job. And with a movie like this, I think that would be a perfect perfect way to go. All right.
I wouldn't even know who to cast, actually, now that we're talking about it. I can't think of anybody.
I don't think
new people.
We're a couple years down the road, so who knows who's going to pop up.
True.
All right. Let's see. What do we got? All right. We already talked Justice League. Oh, no, we didn't, actually. Mm-mm. Justice League Dark. Here we go.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Looks like things are actually going to be happening here. They're close to casting roles. We mentioned earlier in the show, previously in this year, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Booster Gold and Blue Beetle could have their own project coming out, which...
Oh, God, it's going to be so great.
Cast me. let me be Booster Gold.
I think you'd be a perfect Booster Gold.
Oh, I'm such a jackass.
Yeah. No, that's not... But it makes sense because that's what Booster Gold is.
Yeah, I'll do some more push-ups. Get me in there. Nah. Get me in that suit. So they are close to casting roles. They really apparently want Colin Farrell as Constantine, but possibly Ewan McGregor, which that makes sense, right?
I would rather have Ewan McGregor for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just because I'm not a big...
Is Colin too much of a D?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't know. I have a weird... I have a weird love for Ewan McGregor, I'm down. Maybe I'm biased.
He's more likable.
Yeah, I think so.
That's true. How about this?
Oh, dear.
I don't know how this is going to be. Well, Ron Perlman is Swamp Thing.
Huh.
A lot of special effects. His voice
would be perfect for
it. Would make sense, yeah.
Yeah.
As a voiceover person, I appreciate Ron Perlman's voice all day.
No, he's fantastic. Sure. I see why.
Why not?
Why not?
Monica Bellucci as Madame Xanadu. I don't know who she is.
I was like, I don't think I know where she's from.
I don't know. Ben Mendelsohn as Arcane. And Scott Rudin has taken over development of the project with, of course, Guillermo del Toro as EP. Still.
Of course, yeah.
Hell, I got to do my...
You're going to look it up?
No, my classic Quasto4 booster hashtag.
Yes.
I always like to get rolling in.
No, you should. Yeah, I don't... I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with Colin Farrell, because obviously we're talking about it in the chat.
Oh, no, he's a stud.
I'm not saying anything about it, like, that he's a terrible actor or anything.
He's fantastic.
I just have a soft spot for Ewan McGregor, so that's why I like it. But Ron Perlman's voice is going to be so great.
Yeah.
For this one, like, just thinking about it, it's going to be great.
And, of course, they'll throw some effects on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be really dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now here's what we talked about earlier that I was saving for you. There was a really cool article this week on... MoviePilot.com.
Martian Manhunter. I can see the picture up on the screen, so I'm like...
Where it just mentioned some characters that need to be in the DC universe as far as films go, and Martian Manhunter was number one. So explain your love and explain why you think it's a no-brainer.
I guess because for me, growing up with Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, it doesn't feel like the Justice League without Martian Manhunter, I feel. That's me personally. And I love his whole backstory and pretty much everything about like his backstory and just his upbringing.
Yeah.
And just, I love Jean. Like he's just, I don't know.
Super adaptable.
Yeah. And I've always wanted to learn more about him, especially when I was a kid. So I don't know. I always just thought that he just adds something. And I think it hurts that he's not going to be in the movie, supposedly.
It will take a lot of work.
It would.
But then again, look at how cool Killer Croc looks.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. I don't know. I just would like to see him in there. I don't know if that's going to be a thing. Yeah. And if it is, that would be great. If not, I can live without it.
Well, let's even look at how amazing the special effects on The Flash have been.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's on TV. Yeah. I feel like on a movie level, it's going to be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, geez, how great did Grodd look? Good Lord.
Oh, God. Every time I see him, I'm just like, ridiculous. It's going to be so good.
So, I mean, they could definitely make it happen. And yeah, I think, I mean, everyone in chat role is completely on board. Everyone's on board with Perlman as well.
Well, yeah, no, I think, again, we were just talking about it. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that pretty much covers our movie. Oh, wait, no. The story that just dropped down.
Yes, please talk.
Aquaman. It looks like this just happened. We don't even have it on the paper. You know what? We're tossing out the window, guys. We're just doing it. Yep. Throw your papers away. Save trees. That makes no sense.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
That's why I was like, oh no, paper.
It looks like we got a villain for Aquaman, Ocean Master.
Yay!
Which, that's been done, and it was successful, and it was awesome, and I think that would make perfect sense if you want to go big or go home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why not.
Nope. And Mera, they're saying, is possibly going to be cast ethnic role, which, great.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh. Well, look at Momoa. I mean, it would make sense.
That's why I'm okay with it.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Get ready, girl.
I'm so excited.
Do you want to be the queen?
Oh, of course, all the time. Okay. I mean, who wouldn't?
So that was the news that dropped down. Thank you, everyone, for sending us that link. That's what's great about our listeners and our watchers and our fans. Like, they will send us stuff as they happen so we can actually get it and talk about it on the show.
Which I'm glad.
So breaking I guess, news. You know, yeah, like, I guess we can call that a spoiler, but really, though, I think that does make a lot of sense, if that's the case for Aquaman. Although, the people behind Aquaman are claiming, no, we're just starting to write it. We ain't saying nothing.
That sounds like a cover-up to me, but sure.
Maybe. But it does make sense.
No, I don't know. I feel like it would be better with a villain and an ethic.
With that said, that takes care of the movie news for the week, so it's time to move on into Roxy's favorite segment. Even though she's not here, I think it's only fair that we play the theme music.
Cue it!
It's time for Roxy Stratus TV time. Sing along with me this rhyme. Roxy Stratus TV time. She thinks that The Flash is fine. DC movie news, it's time to talk. TV time!
Yeah!
Oh, man!
I know Roxy be listening. She's just jamming along.
I miss your face, Roxy. Yeah, you're awesome.
Hey, girl.
Love you, girl.
Hope boss is treating
girl.
You nice. What's
How
up,
you doing, girl?
All right, not a ton of TV time this week, but the Legends of Tomorrow trailer was released.
Oh, so good.
Hot damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Go for it.
Oh, my gosh. No.
The floor is yours.
No, literally, I've rewatched it I don't know how many times. I actually have it playing right now on my computer because it's so good. I'm really excited for the show, and I think that it's just going to blow up. Mm-hmm. and we already know that Arrow and Flash are doing really, really well, so I'm really distracted by the trailer, but I'm just really excited to see it as a giant fan. I'm like, I think it's gonna be great.
The trailer's got a little bit of everything in it.
No, I mean, a lot of people are saying, is it too much? And I'm like, no, I feel like it was enough.
You mean too much as far as giving too much away? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, I don't feel that way at all. I think it gave enough. I think it was a very well-rounded trailer.
And I think for TV, you have to almost telegraph to a certain extent. Because you want to pick up an audience that maybe you wouldn't necessarily, that wouldn't watch. Like, so if you put out a trailer like that, almost anyone would be intrigued by it.
I do like...
Good camera work, Donico, on the TV time song, dude. Yeah, jeez, no. I feel like I was in a discotheque.
I really like how they introduced everybody in this trailer, so that if people don't know what the names of everybody in the show are, they did that, and they gave them a good amount of, like, maybe 5 to 10 seconds of, like, what they are and their personality. Like, it was really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that it's going to make everyone excited to watch it.
Absolutely.
Besides people who aren't, like, already fans.
And how can you not be a fan of Rip Hunter?
I know. I was like, okay, this is happening.
Yeah.
Squee. That's
There's
happening.
Actually a kind of a statement about the show. So, you know what? What the hell? I'll do it in my movie trailer voice.
Do it.
As far as Legends of Tomorrow go,
You ruined it, Mark!
Time traveler Rip Hunter recruits a team of heroes and anti-heroes from the present day to help battle the villainous Vandal Savage.
who has literally taken over the entire world in 2166. And since he's ancient, undying menace who has lived for eons, the team must jaunt through time to attack him when he's weakest.
And how about the, stop it. Woo! How about this line, though, in the trailer?
Oh, yes. Please tell me you're going to say my favorite line from this whole trailer.
I've seen Men of Steel die and Dark Knights fail.
As soon.
Fall, shit.
Oh.
Let me do it again.
Come on.
Let me do it again.
I've seen Men of Steel die and Dark Knights fall.
Just... absolutely. Like, I actually had to stop what I was doing, rewind that, and be like, did he actually just give us...
We're in a world where they're done. They're done.
Yeah, which is...
You got to assume Vandal took care of them.
Yeah.
That is stakes. And that is how you get people on board already.
That's also a definite line of demarcation between the movies and the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And that's a great point. For anyone who has any questions about that, you listen to that line, you're like, oh, this is something different.
Yeah. And I think, oh, God, it's good. Oh, it's going to be so good. Yeah. I know most of the time during this show, I've mostly just been squeeing, but that's just how I roll when we talk about DC news anything.
Well, hey, we're less than 2 months away, January 21st, 2016.
It is so nuts. I feel like time went by so quickly for anything to start coming out. Because what was it? A few months ago, we were just having just the lineup. And then now it's becoming a reality, and I'm not ready, but also ready for it.
And not only is there the line of DeMarc Donnication that was just mentioned, this also means, you know, Superman and Batman are going to exist in the world.
Yes.
Which is
kind great. Of what I've been waiting for, to be honest, but I didn't know how people felt about that.
So it seems like everyone in chat roll is absolutely...
They're going bonkers for you, Johnny.
Kelly Dambro saying this is going to be DC's Doctor Who meets Quantum Leap. If that's the case, so
on
board.
Yes, sign me up. Take all of my money. It's a thing. I will just... Yes.
Quantum Leap's one of my favorite shows. That show stands the test of time. Mm-hmm. You can watch it at any moment, and it's a great show. People are saying I'm watching for Vandal Savage. I think Rip Hunter looks really cool.
I agree with you. I really like that Rip Hunter's there.
And his character is awesome because he's one of the people that, like, he knows what's happened his entire life. Like, he hasn't lost his memory.
Yep.
And he travels through time. Like, it's just, he's a perfect person to have in there. So I think it's going to be really fun. And everyone seems to be super on board. Oh, Kryptonite Easter egg. I think that might be a diamond that he's trying to steal. People think it's Kryptonite.
I was gonna ask about that because it looked like Kryptonite, but I didn't know if that was Kryptonite or if it was just some rock.
I think it's definitely making people wonder, which is cool.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Some Supergirl news, y'all. They're about to actually a couple different Supergirl newses. Here we go. First off, they're going to introduce a new character, Jem, son of Saturn. Charles Halford from Constantine might be the actor they're choosing, but I don't know if that's definite yet.
No, I think that was just a rumor, but we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But he has been spotted with alien makeup on, so...
So, I mean, come on.
You never know.
They're saying it's not known if he's going to be a threat or an ally to Supergirl. Obviously, he can fly. He's a telepath. Cellular regeneration. All that stuff. I can only assume it's probably going to be a villain.
I think it's going to be an ally.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't know why. Just that's the feeling I have.
Okay.
He might be an ally. I don't know.
Well, your feeling's probably right.
Probably not.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But that's some Supergirl news for you. And also, I believe he's going to be introduced...
He's going to be on the the very first time Jem's going to appear on screen on Human for the Day, December 7th, 2015.
Boomtown. So it's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's like a couple weeks from now or about a week from now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And secondly, Supergirl is going to introduce a young Superman, a 13-year-old Superman in a flashback sequence.
Okay, yeah, because I thought... We weren't going to, at least when Supergirl was starting, I thought that they were not going to show Superman at all. So I'm very excited that, and not like conflicted, but excited that they're actually going to be showing some sort of Superman besides the fact of just seeing like the back of him or his hand or something.
Or an iChat.
Yes, or message. An iChat message, well, yes.
I saw that, I was like, is this Doogie Howser? What's happening right now?
I mean, it's
cute.
I feel bad that we won't be able to see our Man of Steel completely in the show, but
that's
it's kind of nice that I'm okay with it because it should be about her.
It's about Supergirl.
Yeah, and we should keep it that way.
Regardless of what people think about Supergirl, I've enjoyed it so far. Am I enjoying it more than Gotham? I'll be honest, no.
I love how the chat is all about like Jem and the holograms on Supergirl. What's happening? Like, nope, different thing.
By the way, did that movie come out?
No, apparently
it did come out.
Oh, you're stealing my thunder, Mark Donica.
Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm not mad.
No,
at
Alexis,
you.
Go.
It did so bad that they pulled it out of theaters.
Oh!
Was it Universal, Mark?
It was. After 2 weeks of being in the theaters, they pulled it out from most theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, though, why would you pull a movie out? Because you're only going
to recoup your losses as much as possible. You don't have to pay for as many theaters to have it.
No.
Yeah, that's honestly how bad it was.
Most hosting contracts have that option of a 2 week removal. Mm-hmm. Nobody usually does it though.
Yeah.
Just because they gave up hope already.
Oh yeah.
The trailer looked god awful.
It is.
That's the risk you take when you try to do shit like that. It's like
it's so funny because I was if anyone follows me, I was in New York and Jersey this past week, and there was a Jersey Con that I went to, and they actually had one of the, not like the main cast, but they had an actor or actress from Gem and the Holograms. Yeah, nobody was getting in line for that.
And
I was like, she looked so upset and just like, why am I here?
Well, can you imagine, maybe, I don't know if a lot of people in that movie had like a long resume. You can imagine that's maybe your big break.
Yeah.
It's a
and I feel bad that she, because I guess she's a Jersey, she's Jersey known, so I guess maybe she was in other stuff, maybe. But yeah, apparently she was there because her, like I was talking to her for a little bit, yeah, I guess like her agent or someone booked her for the con. Nobody.
It's a rough business.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, oh, I feel so bad.
Well, that's the thing is like.
I gave her a hug though, and she was awesome.
Sure, it's the studios. They decide to make the movie.
Yeah, it's not. I was like, there's nothing on you. You just it was a job.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
Crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, we are gonna get a young Superman, which is pretty cool.
I'm okay with this.
All right, we're just about finishing up here. There was no new Flash this week, but you know, once again, shout out to Grodd.
Oh god, that last scene just plays over in my head.
Oh, when he lands,
yes,
and he looks out. Oh man,
I was just like, yeah, that's just what's gonna keep me going until the next Flash episode.
Pretty sweet. And speaking of Melissa Medoyce being adorable and just great in the role, I love me some Patty. She's also very good.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you.
Yeah,
I'm all about that Patty.
Heyo, on board. And lastly, Gotham this week. I loved it.
I did not catch it, so you guys can berate me later. But
Gallivan, son of a bitch.
I was very tired because I just got back yesterday.
That's okay. Well, I don't want to give much away, but
just please, because it's on my DVR. So
things are looking once again not good. I'll put it that way.
Story wise.
No. I love the story.
Okay,
right
okay,
now.
That's what I meant. I was
things
like,
are looking not good for the characters.
Okay,
Jim Gordon gets kidnapped more than a freaking movie on Lifetime. Like
he is the damsel of distress. Yeah, he's just, all the time.
He's
the Daphne.
He's a kidnapped baby in like every episode.
Yep, he's the Daphne of the Scooby-Doo gang who's always getting kidnapped.
But I'm really digging it. It's getting crazy. It's getting wacky. And season two, in my opinion, I know a lot of people have differing opinions. Some gave up.
Yeah, they were just like, we're done. I was almost there, but I was like, nope. I'm gonna trek through. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm glad I did.
I don't have a lot of time for TV, and I committed to Gotham last season. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep going. And
proud of you.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed the heck out of it. And I know some people may differ, and that's your opinion. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying the performances between the everyone on the film. The film, the show is really good. So.
Yeah.
Well, Alexis.
I can't believe we're done.
I don't know. Well, can we take questions? Sure, hurry up.
Well, I was like, we're a little on the... I just saw your sure hurry up.
Yeah, I can't even spell finish.
Anyone else excited for King Shark to come back on Flash and Arrow? Dark Knight 23,
of course.
I mean,
speaking of great effects, man.
Oh yeah, I know, right? It's kind of amazing, and I'm all for it.
All right, so we're gonna go. We're gonna give it 30 more seconds. If we don't get a question, when will we see the new BVS trailer?
By Jasmine.
Are we going to see one? I don't think we need to.
Christmas? Mark, are we getting a new BVS in Star Wars when it comes out?
That's what I remember.
Okay. That's the only thing I remember. There's a lot of trailers coming out when Star Wars comes out, not to cross, shows here. But I know that there's
next
a lot.
Next month. Yeah. And what, Star Wars comes out December 18th or something?
Yes. I will be there.
I mean, no, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't need one. But I'm saying if they do make a new BVS trailer, I don't want it giving away anything.
I agree.
Like show us a couple. Just don't give anything away. The trailer already has everybody on board. Maybe give us a line from Wonder Woman or something. But
so, yeah, I would like to see Wonder Woman at least. I mean, like, we see her, but I would like for her to speak, say a line, make a noise. I don't know.
Yeah, but other than that, don't give away anything as far as storyline, resolution, conflict. I don't want any of that.
They should stick with what Star Wars did by doing just Act 1 and some of Act 2. Maybe, like, the top five, like, little bit of Act 2.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it ends with, Chewie, we're home. And you're like, oh!
Everybody cries.
Yeah. It's almost like the Do You Bleed, You Will. That's like the BVS version of Hey Chewie, We're Home. It's like, oh shit, about to go down.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah, and we should leave it at that, because I feel like if they start giving too much away, it's just going to be like, okay, well, I don't have to watch the movie. Well, I'm still going to watch the movie, but like that's how most people feel.
We got to get on that and make sure like somehow we get in early or something, or do something cool for it. I don't know. Maybe we can.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I agree.
Other than that, that's our show. So Alexis Torres, promote yourself.
Hey guys, it was really, I'm so happy that I got to be part of this special holiday episode.
You know it.
You can find me where all Alexis Torres's are sold at atorres890. Thank you.
I love that.
I have a vlog that I talk about. I have my vlog of JerseyCon and a bunch of other things that I did last week. You can find it at youtube.com/atorres890. Definitely check out all of our other networks here. AfterBuzz TV, we're both on it. Obviously, I watch Wrestling Compadres, which a handsome somebody does that. We have Black Hollywood Live, and obviously you're here on Popcorn Talk, so don't forget Book Circle Online if you love books as well. Just, you gotta tune into everything. It's
no
fantastic.
Doubt. Coming up this weekend, we have our last weekend of the Whistle Sports Epic Tour. We were in Boston this past weekend for Notre Dame and Boston College. So much fun in the city. Loved it. This weekend, we're going to Winnipeg. We're going to Winnipeg, Canada for the Canadian... Yeah.
That's awesome.
The Canadian Football League has their version of the Super Bowl this Sunday called the Grey Cup. Mm-hmm. And I'm flying to Winnipeg on Friday. We're going to film Saturday, Sunday. No idea what we're doing yet, but if you happen to be in Winnipeg, hit me up on social media and meet up with us. Maybe be on camera with me. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Johnny, I might have to ask your fans a question.
Go for it.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But I need to ask DC fans this.
Please.
So, I don't have a tattoo at all.
Oh!
And I'm finally thinking about saving up to do one. And since I'm a huge DC fan, it's between two tattoos. And I want to get your opinion. Maybe Mark's, if he wants to chime in. And the DC
Go for
News
it.
Fans. Harley Quinn diamonds, like the ones that you see on this hat here or anything that you see, or the Trinity symbol, the DC Trinity symbol, which is the Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
See, I think you were going Wonder Woman logo.
Yeah, that's why I said I would rather have it together because those are my three favorites.
Mm.
So, I don't know, because she's my favorite villain. And then I love my three, so I don't know. I would put the three diamonds probably on my shoulder and then the symbols on my back. on the top shoulder of my back.
I think the diamonds would be sexy.
That's what some people are telling me.
As a man, I would say diamonds.
Okay. Mark?
But that's just being a man. Mark,
that's fine.
Mark, go ahead.
I would say whatever character you relate the most with. Well, since you're going three versus one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah. All right, you have a point.
Diamonds are classy, though.
Diamonds are classy.
Diamonds are forever!
Look at you.
Bright like a diamond.
There it is. I wish we had Mark on camera.
Yeah, just him saying
that.
You
don't want to see my face when I did that.
Oh, yes, I do.
I think I would have paid so much. It looks like everyone...
I want to freeze
someone said do both. I'm like, I don't like needles, so I have
just
to
remember,
pick one for now.
A tattoo is faux life.
Yeah, so I'm like, Harley is my girl, so that might be a thing, but I wanted to get opinions.
And don't forget, the diamonds to most people would be a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm,
the Trinity people would probably would get it.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay, because I know one of my best friends has it on her thigh, because that's where she puts, that's where the diamonds are on her actual outfit.
Yeah.
But I want to put it on my shoulder. So, I don't know. But anyway, guys, I just want to tweet it to me, or say it here, or whatever, because I really just would like to get your opinion. So.
It's split down the middle in chat roll, but I imagine you're going to get some answers on the Twitter.
I hope so. I really want feedback, because this is a pretty big decision for me, because I hate needles. So
well,
like,
if you do it, let's find a way to broadcast it or cover
it. Yeah,
we'll live stream it.
I will do that. I will. We'll bring somebody in here. I'll sit on that couch and we'll do that.
That would be awesome.
I would. Roxy would just be there. Go, go.
Totally
go,
on board. All right, everybody, follow us at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Of course, follow at Adam Gertler, at Roxy Stryer, at Mike Kalinowski. I am at Jay Quasto. You are at A Torres 890.
Yes.
Where all Alexis Torres are sold. other than that, follow us, man. Have a good time. If you're in Winnipeg, I hope to see you soon. Otherwise, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Bye,
gobble.
Guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.